This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, August 12th. It's nearly 1 year since the market disruptions of last August 24th, when price swings led to trading halts for more than 500 ETFs. The three major exchange groups, BATS Global Markets, NASDAQ, and the New York Stock Exchange, plan to file a set of exchange rules with the SEC in the coming weeks to prevent another such occurrence. Here's Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas.
What's interesting about this proposal is that it sort of was sprung from a lot of meetings and getting together that the industry has had. Basically, you've seen the big issuers, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, who aren't exactly friends, but they're getting together for the sake of making sure that nothing happens like August 24th last year. And they work with the market makers, the APs, the exchanges. And so this is one of the first fruits of that.
Balchunas says the rules are designed to ensure that ETFs trade around their fair value during times of market volatility or sharp market sell-offs. He adds the exchanges have made some small changes since then that have already helped. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.